You're listening to the Save the Marriage Podcast. Your marriage can be saved and strengthened if you have the right information. Join Dr. Lee Baucom as he explores ways for you to improve your relationship and your life, starting right now.
This is the second recording of this podcast. The reason for the second recording is because I had a malfunction somewhere in the recording process. So what I worked on this morning, I lost. But that's a gain for this because somehow this exact subject came up during a coaching session today. I was talking with somebody about whether or not this person wanted to save the marriage. And that's an interesting conversation because most of the time when I'm working with people, when I'm coaching people, they want to save their marriage. But sometimes people are not quite sure. And part of the reason this person wasn't quite sure was because he didn't feel like saving his marriage. He didn't have a desire to save his marriage. My question was whether he could decide to do that. So it was very interesting that as I recorded this session this morning, this podcast this morning, I had a coaching session that focused exactly on this topic. So let's talk about the topic we're talking about. And that is that space between desire and decide. I believe that we have created a culture based in desire. We have a culture based in, thanks to psychology, based in that we want to feel a certain way in order to do something. Now, how many times do you say, well, I just don't feel like doing that, so I'm not going to do it. I don't feel like, you know, doing that project, or I don't feel like cleaning the house, or I don't feel like eating right, or I don't feel like exercising. And many times we allow ourselves to move in that direction. Unfortunately, sometimes our feelings aren't particularly helpful in what would be the best way of living our fullest life. Sometimes we don't feel something, and so therefore we allow it to keep us from the motivation that we need. So let's take it one step further. Many marriages get into trouble because one or two people decide not to work on the relationship because they don't feel it anymore. In other words, they don't have a desire. They don't have a desire for the other person, a desire for the relationship, a desire to protect the relationship, a desire even to work towards connecting with that other person. And we have this place in our culture where we believe if the desire is missing, there must be something fundamentally wrong with the relationship. Not fundamentally wrong with the way we're moving through the relationship, but fundamentally wrong with the relationship. As people have often said to me, well, I don't feel connected, so why should I work on connection? And my response is, I don't always feel like exercising, but I exercise to feel better. I exercise to be in better shape. And so if you're disconnected, the way around that is to work on the connection. Just because the feeling isn't there doesn't negate the necessity of working on it. In fact, as I boil it down, part of what happens in a marriage is getting through the tough times of feeling that disconnection, getting through the times when you don't feel like doing something, and enjoying the times when you do. If you think back on your vows, isn't that kind of what it was focused on? Recognizing that in whether it's a good day or a bad day, whether there's a healthy day or a sick day, whether it's a rich day or a poor day, that you commit to continuing to working on the relationship, to staying in the relationship. Not only that, but forsaking anyone else from getting close. We protect the relationship, not in the times. You know, think about that. You don't have to forsake other people when you're very connected with your spouse and you don't want anybody else near you. You have to forsake other people when you don't have the desire there, when that's missing, when you have to do something else. Desire is based in feeling. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with having the feelings. I'm saying that there's something wrong when we make our decisions based on the feelings being there or not being there, rather than doing something else. I like the word decide. I've talked about this before. I just like that word decide because it means to kill away other options. Think about those other harsh words that are related, homicide, suicide. They're about killing something, killing self, killing other. And decide is the killing off other options, to cut away the other options of life. We can decide to move forward. Decisions are choosing a route, a decide through something else. In 1519, Hernan Cortes decided to conquer Mexico. Many people had tried before, and many people had failed, given the dense jungle, given the difficulties of being there, given the harsh environment of Mexico at that time, and given the opposition from the people who were already living in Mexico. So just for a moment, let's sidestep the whole issue of invading another culture and think about what Hernan Cortes did that was different than the other settlers, the other people who were trying to settle it. He sailed with 600 men on about 11 boats. When they arrived on the shore, he did something different. Before he got there, he had been motivating his troops by talking about all of the riches that would be waiting for them, all of the wealth that would come to them by conquering that country. When he got to the beach, he did something else. He said three words that decided their fate: burn the boats. They burned the boats that had brought them across the sea and gave them no retreat. Because if you always think there's a retreat there, if you always think there's somewhere to go, then you can always go to that place to get away from it. If things aren't working the way you want, you can retreat. But Cortes did something else. He decided to cut off his retreat, to give his men no other option than to move forward with their plan. And so, for the first time, they were able to conquer Mexico for the Spaniards. Now, again, let's set aside how we feel about what happened and just focus on the fact that what he did was he decided, he cut off all other options to go where he wanted to. Alexander the Great had done that centuries before. When he was he landed on Persia, he did the same thing. They burned their boats and the Greeks captured the Persians. Alexander the Great was a great expander of the empire, and he did it by cutting off the other options, by giving the men no choice but to move forward. He decided the fate by making sure that they move forward by burning their boats. There was no alternative but to move forward. That's what the commitment is. It's closing off all options. You know, it's kind of what I talk with people when they're thinking about getting married, is to say, you know, when you're choosing the path of marriage, you're cutting off all options. Now, let me be very clear here that I'm not saying that people should live in a miserable marriage. But I also don't believe that people should bail on a marriage, having given it no other option. Sometimes we like to argue the opposite point just to try to score our point. So when I talk about the fact that it's too easy to get out of relationships these days, to get out of a marriage these days, then people say, oh, so you think that I should stay no matter what? That was the same conversation I had with a person today. So you think I should stay in the marriage even if I don't feel any desire, even if I don't feel any connection, even if I don't feel anything for my spouse? And my response was, did you ever feel that desire? And he said, oh, absolutely. We were so in love at the beginning. And I said, that's what we're trying to get back to. And he said, but now I've got this other person that I feel so connected with. I think it's meant to be. And I said, well, that's your rationalization speaking, because I don't believe that, because you didn't protect your relationship. It doesn't make the other relationship right. What you're feeling now is infatuation. And what we're trying to get back to is a feeling of connection with your spouse. But you've got to be willing to go in that direction. And that was our discussion of the day, of would that person be willing to move towards that? You see, commitment is about closing off those options. That's what we do when we commit. I always think of that definition of commitment is a commitment is making a decision to do what you promised to do today when you no longer feel like you do today. Because you won't always feel like you did the day you got married. I hope that when you got married, you had only visions of a great future and a belief in a great future together. I hope that that was the picture you already had. And as things change, as feelings changed, you realize that while that might not be possible, you could decide to keep moving in a positive direction. You see, what happens in a marriage is our feelings of connection can vacillate. That's the nature of desire. It fluctuates. Sometimes we feel closer to somebody. Sometimes we feel more distant from somebody. That's the nature of feelings. They come and they go. They come sometimes get in our way. They sometimes can be difficult because that's the nature of feelings. But decisions give us guidance. A decision can guide us through the difficult times so that we can avoid the pitfalls. You know, sometimes it's easy to help work on a relationship because the relationship still has some connection to it. There's still some motion to it. Sometimes it's much harder because the couple has allowed the disconnection to get to such a point that the marriage is on life support. And so a decision guides a couple through the process. Desire, whether it's for another person, for a relationship, or to work on the relationship, can come and go, which is where we have to decide to take actions toward a goal, not to be stuck. And that really is my point here. To decide is not to be stuck in a relationship. If desire has left you, either the desire to work on the relationship or the desire for the relationship, desire for the other person, you still have an option to decide to move forward. Many people tell me that their spouse has misunderstood. You know, they begin to work on the relationship and their spouse says, "I just don't feel like you do." And then they tell me they don't feel it either. But they've made a decision to work on things. They've made a decision to continue moving forward. Why? Because they have faith in the process. They have a belief in commitment. They have an understanding that there's something better if you move through the difficult times. I guarantee there are going to be difficult times in any marriage. That's one of the things I always say is as 100% of marriages have issues and difficulties, 50% decide to move through them. Everybody has the difficulties and half that decide to move through them. And the question is whether you decide to do that. I can't promise the outcome, but I do know that there's something on the other side when we decide. How many times do we take on something, not because it's easy, not because we want to, but because it's necessary, because it's important, because it centers us in our deeper purpose, our deeper meaning. It's important for us in some way. How many times do we go ahead and move forward with something? Maybe you decide not to eat that bad food and decide to choose good food because you know it's going to be good for you and it's going to pay off. Or you decide to go exercise rather than allowing time to keep chiseling away at your body and your health. Those are not necessarily in desire, but in decisions. And I believe that any important thing in life is based in making a decision rather than allowing desire to dictate. So if you've decided, I congratulate you. I pat you on the back that you have made a deeper choice than many people do. Many people are waiting for the desire to pop up. The desire can come, but only as we decide to move forward with the process. As you move forward with the process, continue working on the best ways that you can bring the connection back in your relationship. If you're not sure how to do that, I invite you to grab my system, the Save the Marriage system. It's designed to help you make a decision based on what a marriage could be, not where it is now, but where it could be, whether you and or your spouse are feeling it. I hope you make that decision, and I hope you don't allow the desire to dictate your decision. This is Lee Balcom wishing you the best as you work to save your marriage.
You've been listening to Save the Marriage podcast. For more information and help, please visit us at SaveTheMarriage.com.